Himorev Rabotai, there is a malacha called Merakid, which is a relatively short malacha. We haven't gone into it, or we sort of had, because Merakid seems to just be Boirer Bekli. But remember, with Boirer we had three necessary components for Heter called Ayil, right? Has to be Eicho, Yad, La'altar. Yad, as opposed to a Kli. Is Boirer B'Kli, by definition, Merakid? Or do I assume that there is some difference between Boirer B'Kli and Merakid? Are these two things one in the same? Or are these two things different somewhat? So, Ayin B'Gemara, Shabbos. That's the Masechta we're learning. Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara is speaking about Mishamer. Mishamer is a process of separating the wine from the sediment. The way wine was made, and still is made, and you'll forgive me if this sounds gross, it's called Dorchim Begas. Dorech is a lashon of derech. That means that you walk on it, you stamp on it. You put grapes in this thing called a gas, and you walk around with your feet, and you press the grapes. Now, after you press the grapes, the gas has like a little hole in it. It's like a big stone thing. There's a little hole. And there is some sort of gargusni, which is like a basket that's attached. The gargusni separates much of the sediment from the wine. But you're going to end up with some sediment in the wine anyway. There's going to be sediment in the wine. So, what people do often is they strain their wine. It's the equivalent of taking a nafa, a kavara. You're taking a straining utensil and you're straining the wine. Well, what is the iser involved in straining wine on Shabbos? Mishum bay masrinan bay. Rabba says boirer. Reb Zera says mirakeid. Rabba says it's boirer. According to Reb Zera, it's mirakeid. Rabba says I'm right. Reb Zera says I'm right. Now, locha aira, if Rabba is saying kavosi didi mistavra, Reb Zera is saying kavosi didi mistavra, the pashtus is that there's a big machlokes. That Rabba says it's Borer, not Merakeid. Reb Zera says it's Merakeid, not Borer. That's the Pashtus in Judaism. However, there was a great Jew who represents the most important 25 minutes in Jewish history from 1040 until 1105. Right? That used to be the time of recess in elementary school, the most important 25 minutes. But that's Rashi. He lived from 1040 until 1105. And Rashi learns the Gemara over here that you are chayiv mishum boirer as well as being chayiv mishum merakeid. L'rabbanami, I asu be mishum merakeid, it's a good hasra'a. But according to Reb Zera, I asu be mishum boirer, it's not a good hasra'a. That means that according to Rabba, when I strain the wine, I am doing boirer and merakeid. According to Reb Zera, I'm only doing merakeid. Now, l'cha'ora, according to Reb Zera, it's pretty obvious the difference between boirer and merakeid. And I'm saying something that I thought about when I saw the Sudoran, the Chidushei Haran. According to Reb Zera, it's pretty obvious that the difference between boirer and merakeid is, especially if you hold that there's no boirer b'dover lach. Remember that in our youth? Maharitat! Send the fly in the soup, right? No boirer b'dover lach. Mishamer, by definition, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is a dover lach, no? I'm separating the sediment from the wine. So Reb Zera Ken Zayin is saying that, you know what, there is only merakeid in this case because there is no boirer when you have a mixture of a liquid and a solid, because a mixture and a liquid is solid is not really a mixture. No? Again, Judaism. Poshet Pshat in Judaism. Yes, sir.
Did Rashi say that everyone agrees that they're chayav for both of them, just that the warning is not valid?
No. Remember, Rashi is saying that Rabba agrees to Reb Zera, but Reb Zera does not agree to Rabba. Notice, according to Rabba, I'm chayav both Mishum Boyer and Merakid. According to Reb Zera, I'm only chayav Mishum Merakid. This is not Boyer at all.
Why isn't there a distinction?
Well, then I think there would be zero sort of machlekes at all. Rashi understands, and I'm not sure how Rashi came to this conclusion, but again, if you would ask me, I would say that Rashi is saying fundamentally that there is Boyer Balach, or Rashi within Rabba, that there's Boyer Balach, and therefore you chayv both for Boyer and for Merakid. Now, Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the base, Mishum Zayreya, Tosfos has a question about whether you have to be Masre the Tolda B'Shem La'av. Right? We spoke about this Tosis in our youth. Hasra'ah, how specific does the Hasra'ah have to be? There are three Shitos. Is it enough to just say, don't do that if you do it, Yechayev? Is it enough to say, or do you have to say, don't do that, if you'll do it, you'll be in violation of this particular Pasuk? Or can I just say, or do I have to say, don't do it, that's the molacha of X? And we had various possibilities, depending on Shemus Mochlachin, Gufin Mochlachin. Pardon me. Now, the way Tosfos presents it, the Shaila of the Gemara Mishum Mai Masrinon Bei is, which Hasra'a works? In other words, is Mishamer a tolda of Boyer, or is Mishamer a tolda of Merakeid? And the machlokes between Rabba and Reb Zera is a machlokes like the Pashtos in the Gemara, that Rabba does not hold it for Reb Zera, Reb Zera does not hold it for Rabba. That's what emerges from Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Beis. In other words, according to Rashi, Rabba who says I'm chayiv for Boyer means I'm chayiv for both Boreir and Merakeid. But according to the Rabbeinu, according to the Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Beis, according to Rabba, you're only chayiv mishum Boreir, and you are not chayiv mishum Merakeid. That is what emerges from Tosfos. It's Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Yes, sir.
How do we see that from Tosfos?
Because I think Tosfos is asking, Tosfos is saying, there's a discussion about the Hasra of Tolda B'Shem La'av. Which Hasra works? Does the Hasra of Boyer work, or the Hasra of Merake work? And that's a Machlokes, Rabba and Reb Zera. If Rashi would be correct, that according to Rabba, you're also Chayiv Mishum Merakeid, so for Rabba, they both work. But Tosfos doesn't sound that way. And this is a nekuda that the Bir Halacha pointed out already. The Bir Halacha says that Tosfos and Rashi are disagreeing. Yes, sir. You know what's geshmak, by the way? When guys actually prepare the makoros during Seder, we have like, I don't speak the whole time. There are questions. Valid, yeah.
Somebody
that
says that there is
Meraki
without Halacha. So why didn't we bring that up when we're talking about the
Vayin? Why don't we bring it up? So we're bringing it up now. I can't bring up everything at all the time, but yes, that's the same issue. In other words, whether there is Boyer Balach, Reb Zeir would say there's no Boyer Balach, but there is Merakeid. However, to do Merakeid, you have to do it with a Kli, Hamiyuchad. Right? You have to do it with a sifter. And therefore, if I have to do it with a sifter, so just taking the fly out of the soup with a spoon is not a keli hamiyuchad, no? The spoon is a keli that has other purposes other than sifting.
So, but then the filter and the bugs and the water.
Well, I want to talk about that in a few minutes. Again, you're very into like, let's zoom in on like practical halacha. I want to set the table first. Rabba versus Reb Zeira. Mishnah Berura writes there in the Bir Halacha Shin Yotes Seif Tes that according to the Rambam, there is also a fundamental machlokes between Rabba and Reb Zeira. Is it Boiver or Merakeid? Hence the Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Alev that one who does Mishamer is in violation Oy Mishum Borer Oy Mishum Merakeid, either or. The Mishnah Berura understands that what the Rambam means is there is a suffix whether I pass in the Grab or Reb Zeira, and because it's a suffix and it's a suffix on Da'iraisa, because everyone holds it's a tolda, the shayla is it a tolda of X or Y? So therefore the Mishnah Berura paskins that yechayev oy for this, oy for that. You are not chayev for both. Right? The Rambam does not agree with Rashi that according to Rabba, you're chayev for both Borer and Merake. If the Rambam would agree with Rashi, he would say a vav, not an o. Therefore, the Mishnah Berura and the Bir Halacha understands that the Rambam agrees with the Tosis on Ayin Gimel. However, the Rambam has a shaila as to how I paskin. Do I paskin like Rabba or like Reb Zeira? Ad kan for setting the table over here. Now, let's talk within Rashi, within Rabba. Rabba, according to Rashi, says, I'm chayim both for Borer and for Merakeid. L'cha'ora, what that means is, every single time in life, I violate Merakeid, I'm also violating Borer. Whenever, right, let's say I'm straining a solid from a liquid, whatever it is, and according to Rabba, that is both Merakeid and Boiver. L'cha'ora, what that would mean is every single time in life that I violate Merakeid, I am also violating Boiver. And that is a little difficult, because although the Gemara says Hainu Zore, Hainu Boiver, Hainu Merakeid, but kayadua, there has to be some distinction between them. Nishela tasheila, according to Rashi within Rabba, what is the distinction? What is the distinction between Zorah, excuse me, what's the distinction between Borer and Merakeid? Halo hadavar hu, that when I am straining a liquid from a solid, I am in violation of both Boiver and Merakeid, according to Rabba. And L'cha'ora, that should mean that, let's say I'm straining, I'm using a sifter to remove the coarse flour from the fine flour. That would also be Zorer, that would also be Borer and Merakeid. So in both cases, I am chayiv for both. So why do I need a separate malacha entirely of Merakeid, according to Rabba, when every single case of Merakeid is also an Isser of Borer B'Kli? Hello, Mr. Mankiewicz, how are you?
Are we sure that they have to be separate? Why can't they just be a double?
Again, am I sure? I'm not sure of anything anymore. But I think it's likely, although the Gemara says Hainu Zaira, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeid, all the Rishonim understand that there is a Hevdel Dak between them. There is a small difference between Zorah, Borer, and Merakeid. Either the Hevdel is Ba'ofen HaPu'ula or Ba'ofen HaNif'al, like we spoke about Esther and the Rashis. But there's got to be some difference. And now when I open up a Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches, I get the impression that for Rabbah there is no difference, and every time I violate Merakid, I'm also violating Borer, so what's going on? Is there anything called pure Merakid? So the Bir Halacha has the following take on Judaism. That Bir Halacha, Shinya Tes Se'if Tes, Dira Maslan Bishameres. The Bir Halacha says that Boiber, my Maisa that I'm doing, is either on the Ochel or on the Pesolas. I have a Ta'arufis of Ochel and Pesolas, but the action that I'm doing is either on the Ochel or on the Psolas. Not on both. Mirakeid, the action that I'm doing is both on the Ochel and on the Psolas. And Bazeh, again, now I'm reading a teeny bit into the Bir Halacha, I can say there is a difference between Boirer, Bikli, and Mirakeid. Borer Bikli is I have a sifter, I throw the stuff in, and on its own, it separates out through the sifter. Mirake, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah was Minatlano Kitzat. No? You saw that Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah? In the Bialacha, Minatlano Kitzat means Minatlano Kivara, I am moving it. Mirakeid, I am moving. And because Mirakeid means I am moving, so that is the Malacha. The Malacha of Rikud, Mirakeid, okay, I'm using the words deliberately, means that I have Eichel Emsilis, I am moving, as a way of separating Eichel from Silas. Rav Nevinsal, Shalita, in his Sefer, says, B'derech Hadrush, Keita Mirakdim Lifnei Hakala. What does the word Mirakeid mean? It means dancing, moving. But it also is a way of separating the good from the bad. You do not go and speak about Keita Mirakdim Lifnei Hakala, she has a hunchback, she has a beautiful wooden leg. Right? You do not do that in your Ketzah Meraktin Lefnei HaKala. You don't speak about the negatives. What you do is you are separating the Eichel, the Geshmaka part, from the totality of the person, and you are doing it Al Yedei movement. Again, I'm adding a team between Rav Nevinsal, but it seems to me that Mirakeid is a way of using, again, if the Bir Halacha is right, then Mirakeid means using ni'anu'a, using motion. I am separating al yaday the motion. And in that way, Boirer is different than Mirakeid. In Rabbi Moshe Brown's Sefer, he has a different Mahalach of the difference between Boirer and Mirakeid. If guys want, I could discuss it with them during Seder tomorrow. But for the time being, we're trying to just figure out the difference between Boirer and Mirakeid, and we have a Mishnah Berurah, and Lafi Anias Daiti, what Rev Nevinsal is saying, again, it's drush. I do not recommend doing this as Sheva Brachas Torah, although, like, if you show up at a Sheva Brachas this week and someone asks you to speak and you didn't prepare, so just remember that we learned the Malach of Mirakeid, and you can speak about Ketzah Mirakdim and have a good time. Good? The big issue that comes up in Mirakeid, as we mentioned, is straining water, wine, filtering, these types of things. And like everything, we have to start from a Gemara. Gemara. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Kosav b'Mishnah. Nos nimayim agave hashmarim b'shvil shiyatzulu. You put water on top of the sediment. If I have sediment that is in a filter basket from Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to put water on top of it so that you end up with clear wine. when the water goes through the sediment in the filter basket, the wine that will come out is clear. This is exactly the same thing as using a Melita filter on Shabbos. A Melita filter means I have a piece of paper. No? I put my coffee grounds. Do any of you not drink coffee? If you don't, please don't tell me Lashon Hara about yourselves. But I put my coffee grounds in the filter. I put the water in. Again, to do coffee, it has to be a kli shlishi, right? Because of visual issues on Shabbos. But I put the water in, and clear water goes in. It goes through the coffee grounds, and it comes out as clear coffee. That's a chayra, the same exact thing in the Mishnah. Nois nemayim agabei eshom v'shvoshi etzulu. This case is called in Shulchan Aruch Shin Yotes Eftes, that you're even allowed to have in a keli hamiyuchad l'kach, in a filter basket, it's all mutter. Next, misaninin es hayayin besudarim ubekfifa hamitzris. You can misanin, filter out the wine in sudarin and kfifa hamitzris. Sudarin means you're using handkerchiefs. Kfifa hamitzris is you're using some sort of basket. These are not the kelim that are miyuchadim for the filtering. It's not a filter basket. Kfifa hamitzris, I think, is a type of basket that like women would wear on their hair and their mekayim some din da'iraisa of head covering and stuff like that. Hey, it's a basket. You keep stuff in a basket, vesef nishtvas, but it's not intended as a filter basket. Zotbi Gemara, Omer Ze'ivi, you're allowed to put yayin solol umayim tzelulim l'teicha mishameres b'shabes. You could put clear wine. You could put clear wine, etc., into a mishameres. Ve'eno choshesh, aval achurin lo. There's a difference between clear water and dirty water. Clean wine and dirty wine. The Gemara asks from Shimon Gamliel, the Chavis Shor Yayin, Yeno Shmareha, Choshen, whatever, Chavis Shor Yayin, Yeno Shmareha, Noisein, Natocha Mishamez, Eno Choshesh. The Gemara says it's Bein Hagito Tshanu. Now, hard to know exactly what this Gemara means. And the Ran, on Nun Zayin on the base, B'dapei Haref, I don't think he gave this to you on the Makoros, but I probably should have, because it's an important source. The Ran on Nun Zayin on the base, B'dapei Haref, basically argues that there are three different levels. You see, sometimes a Mako on filtering in an actual filter Hamiyuchad L'kach. Sometimes I'm only makel on filtering if it is a shinui. I'm using sudarim or a kfifa hamitris. And sometimes I'm makel on, sometimes I'm not makel on filtering at all. Either never, or al yedei shinui, or always. And I also have three different categories of liquids. There's liquids which are mamish, clear as the day goes long. There are liquids that are somewhat dirty. There are liquids that are very dirty. Says the Ran, Nimtza piskan shel devarim. The Ran answers, the Ran explains, you see it begins Nimtza, and then Zayin on Beis Adapei Harif, you have it, Gershon? Nimtza piskan shel devarim. Di yayin shud salol, di rubaihu. The inshi lo kapti ben klal. Clear wine means most people don't care about it at all. Most people don't care about it at all. Mutter lo says also afilo tocha mishameres kedeshi et salo biyoter. You're even allowed to use a regular keli hamiyuchad to make it clear, to make it clearer. Let's say, for example, water. New York City water is, again, we'll talk about copepods in a few minutes. But plain, forget New York City water, water up in the Catskills. Clear, beautiful water, no? You happen to want to use a filter. Are you allowed to? Absolutely. You can use a regular filter because the water is mamish, clear. Most people, they don't care at all. However, if it's yayin shu achor kitzas, if it's wine that's a little dirty, and you can drink it that way, but most people don't drink it that way. In other words, you have, I don't know, do you ever buy like Snapple that has been sitting around in the store for a while, and you see like, you know, it's the best stuff on earth that's like mixed into it, but it's still dirty, right? Most people would not drink it that way, but you can drink it. It's not going to kill you. It won't hurt you, right? So in that case, you're allowed to do it besudarim b'kfifa hamitzvus. In that case, you can use a shinui, the ikashinui, providing you don't make a guma in it, whatever, details about the shinui. But yayin shu achor legamrei, if it's mamish so dirty that no one drinks it that way, so you're not even allowed to use a sudarim in the kfifa hamitzvot. You can't even do aidei shinui. You can't do anything. And therefore, I don't like the Rambam. That's what the Ran says. So the Ran tells me that there are three categories. If the water or the wine is mamish, dirty, and no one would drink it, there is no heter to filter. Even ayidei shinoi. If it's somewhat dirty, you could do it ayidei shinoi, but not in the mishameret. If it's perfectly clean, you can even do it on a, with a mishameret. That's what the Ran says. Maimonides disagrees with the Ran, and I'm not talking about the school, the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with the Ran, no? What does the Rambam write? Perches halacha yudalid. The Rambam writes that you are not allowed to be mishamer anything in a mishameret. If it's a perfectly clear liquid, you cannot use a keli hamiyuchad makach to filter it. Nothing will permit using a keli hamiyuchad makach. You're only allowed to be misanein mayim tzilulim, clear water. Mamish, crystal clear water. You can only be misanin it ayidei yeshinui with the sudarim and the kfifa hametris. Now, according to the Rambam, l'cha'ira, you are not allowed to have an aerator on your sink on Shabbos. No?
What? Isn't that clear?
The water is perfectly clear.
Oh, please.
But it's a mishameres. It's a keli hamayucha. For the Rambam, I cannot have an aerator on my sink on Shabbos. Now, don't tell me that this Rambam is stamazo yeshita out there. The Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, no? In Se'if Yud. Laha Rambam b'mishameres osir afilu mayim v'yayin. Turn the page. Tzilulim. And even sudarim is only mutter by tzilulim, not by achurim. The Rambam Shita is that you cannot use a mishameres at all. Now, Mishnah Brura. Right. Ladina halacha kedeya aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sufkot and Mem Aleph tells me that I don't hold like the Rambam. I don't hold like the Rambam. In other words, we hold like the first day that you're allowed to use, if it's perfectly clear water, you're allowed to use a mishameres. You're allowed to use your aerator on the sink. However, in the Mishnah Berurah writes that if it's Ahurim Kitzas, it's Tov Rochosh Ladas HaRambam. Meaning, there are two Chidushim in the Rambam. One Chidush in the Rambam is that Tzilulim Legamre is Osir in the Mishameres. About that, the Mishnah Berurah says, throw that Rambam away. But there's another element of the Rambam where the Rambam writes that if it's Ahurim Kitzas, you should not filter it even with a Sudar. But the Rambam is more machmir than everybody else in both cases. He's more machmir in clear water, and he's more machmir in water that's slightly dirty. Slightly dirty in the sense of you could drink it, most people won't drink it. The Rambam says you should not filter that water even with a sudar. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkatin Membeis writes, Bazeh Tov Lachosh LeDivrei HaRambam. Because Sharatzion, other Paiskim hold like the Rambam. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if it's somewhat dirty, you should not even filter it al yidei a sudar or a kfifa mitzvahs. Now, most poskim say ideally you should be chayshish for this Mishnah Berurah. If you have no alternative, this is the only liquid you have, or whatever. So then you could rely on the day of Yishona, which would be maple. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says, try to avoid that. Yes, sir.
Would this be our case of copepod water?
So copepod water. So what are the svaras of the copepod water? So there's a few svaras. Is it considered min echad or shnei minim? The whole din of boyer merake is lachar for shnei minim. We pass it against the Taz, we pass it as an opal rabbi minachar. Can I argue that the copepods and the water is minachar? Maybe. The fact that some of it is iser and some of it is heter gets us back to that suffix in the Minchas Chinuch and the Tosis on Kuf Mem Dalad on the Beis about milking cows and whether we're talking about on Yontiv or Shabbos, right? Do I assume that on Shabbos it's going to be an Isser Boyer to milk a cow because I'm taking the Ochel from the Psolas? Because the cow on Shabbos is a Psolas because you can't eat the live cow. But remember, we had a Machokas Tosis on the Ranum from Mdalad on the Beis. So, it's not at all Pashut that we could be make on this. Not at all Pashut. Do I view this like it's Ahurim Kitsas or Ahurim Legamrei? Remember, Ahurim Legamrei is something that no one would drink. Then there's an Isser to filter it no matter what. Ahurim Kitsas is a Machlokes. Can I filter Ayidei Yasuda? Could I say a Svara that the copepod word is Ahurim Kitsas, meaning that some people would drink it, not others? Again, and in this case, it's for halachic reasons. Because there are different shitos and poskim about the copepods, no? Rav Shechter was machmir in the New York City war with copepods. Rav Belsky, Zichron Levav Rachon, the OU, was makel. The OU decided to be machmir like Rav Shechter because since this was a big issue, they decided to discuss with Rav David Feinstein. Rav David Feinstein was machmir, that's why the OU was machmir in the copepods. But there are legitimate poskim who are makel. If I view it like it's Ahurim Kitsas, so then I could filter it in a non-normal filtering way. Right? If it's Ahurim Kitsas, I could filter in a non-normal filter away. Now the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha Dibrei Masto Chayil writes that when they talk about what's normal filtering, what's not normal, Mishnah Berurah writes, if someone's an istinus and he won't drink it with any kismin, so even though most people would drink it, we don't say but ladaito, and the day it's usher because it's bayder. Meaning, I think the Mishnah Berurah is shooting a hole through my entire mahalach. I wanted to say that maybe I could have a kula on the copepod water, a water of copepods, because it's like achurim kitsas, and achurim kitsas, there's a shayla, maybe I could filter it in a non-normal way, although the Rambam is machmir, first opinion Shulchan Aruch is mekon, b'shas ha-dekak, we can make on the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, again, that Mishnah Berurah is a pattern and base. But the Bi'ur Halacha himself says that if you have something, if you have a person who's an istinus, and he would never drink the water, even though most people would drink it like this, it's usher. So l'cha'ora, our case is a little bit like the istinus, no? Because I'm Orthodox, I have payas. I'm so frim, you know the song? I'm so frim, I don't drink water. Every day Mekaya l'chimle, whatever the guy does. If you're am so frim, so locha oira, it becomes usher according to that Bi'ur Halacha. Are there any svaras to be mekon? So for some reason in Rav Rimon's book he doesn't discuss this child. I thought he would. One could argue that since I would use the water with the copepods for many activities, I would use the water to wash dishes. So even though I'm filtering it, but it's not nogeya for the washing of the dishes, because I wash dishes with unfiltered water. So kentan, it's the same maisa that I'm doing, and maybe that's mutter. I don't know. It seems to me that it's hard to be mekom on filtering water to drink Erev Shabbos, or filtering water to drink on Shabbos. And if you're machmir on the copepods, so you should only drink pre-filtered water from before Shabbos. So I won't take water out of my tap on Shabbos. I have a filter built underneath my sink. This is the issue. We replace the filters once every couple of months. We just replaced it now because there's a big yontif in America called Black Friday where everything is cheaper. So we just replaced our filter now. I would not filter the water on Shabbos to drink the water. But water I want to drink on Shabbos, I buy Poland Springs water. It's not so expensive. It's 99 cents. You get a jug of water. Not so bad. That's what I do. Again, there are people who are makel on this. I think the cheshbon is that if you hold that filtering the water stamas ayachumra, mashas adachak, you would drink unfiltered water. So then it becomes something that's like achurim ketsas, and then we are mekon achurim ketsas, providing it's not a keli hamiyuchad l'kach, according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch. It's still not abundantly clear to me that there's a kula in these cases. Yes, sir?
I assume it's the same
thing
that you're using, those like pitchers
with
built-in filter.
The Brita's. So, I'm not 100% sure. My understanding is that Brita filters don't work as a filter. Brita filters work by doing some chemical something or another. You have to look it up. I think there are different types of Brita filters. There are some that are real filters, and there are some that just create some chemical purifying thing, but doesn't mamish filter.
Better to filter your water or to drink it unfiltered by drinking
tap water or something? Unchallenged.
Yeah.
In other words, you're asking, what's a worse aveira, achilas shratzim, or a potential chilul Shabbos? In a aveira triage, or Chilul Shabbos.
And there is
an actual machlokas about the Kol Pas. There is a machlokas about the Kol Pas. So again, that's what I meant, that if I have a real shita, my Rebbe holds one way, I follow my Rebbe, or I walk into the sugya myself and I have my own shita. There are two ways you could have your own shita. Either you have only one Rebbe, and that's your Rebbe shita. Most guys don't have only one Rebbe, no? Most guys will ask some questions here, some questions there, right? If you have only one Rebbe, and your Rebbe has a shita, you follow your Rebbe shita. Once you become a bar hacha, you have your own shita. So if someone does not really have his own shita, or does not have a Rebbe, so then I don't think there's an Isser filtering the water on Shabbos to the same extent. It's a lower level Isser than the Isser of drinking the bugs in the water. I think you violate six Isserim for Sheretz Hamayim, what's the Gemara Bakel say? I remember when I'll tell you a story. I went for Shabbos to my mother-in-law's, the principal of a high school in Brooklyn. So they invited my, only time ever, they invited me and my wife to speak to their high school, go there for Shabbos. And on Friday afternoon, I don't like the Eruv. I tell the camp director where we're on that, like, he has to fix the Eruv. Right? We're fixing the Eruv Mamish. We have the Goyim fixing the Eruv, like, I think, Pashkia. We're fixing the Eruv, but like, okay, we needed the Eruv fixing Pashkia. Afterwards, the camp director screamed at me, who do I think I am? I'm just a Kolo guy. How can I start up with his Eruv? He asked me if I ever Moshe Feinstein. He's like blazing into me. I start to feel like really sick. So I think I'm feeling sick because, you know, like the guy laced into me. So we drive home on Shabbos. We're staying over in Brooklyn. My in-laws went that night because my wife wanted to do some shopping or whatever on Sunday. So we drive to my in-laws. I'm like, I tell my wife at the beginning, I can't drive. Like, my stomach hurts too much. You have to drive home. Okay, so she drives. So we get there to Brooklyn. And my father-in-law tells me that Reb Fievel Cohen is giving a shiur about the Kol Pas in New York City water Sunday morning. So I'm like not feeling well at all. But like I go to Reb Fievel Cohen's shiur. And I listen to his drush about the Kol Pas. He began with that Gemara and Makos about how many Yisurim you violate for Kol Pas on Shabbos. He was very machmir on it. Fine. Then I'm like, not feeling well, I go back home. I tell my wife she has to call Hatzalah. It turns out that my appendix had burst. And whatever. So the other part of the story, which is like the Musar, you're like Musar. So the Musar part of the story is like this. I had been recently married at that time. I've been married only for a few months. And I decided that I didn't need health insurance for myself. I only needed it for my wife. Because I'm like a healthy guy. What's going to happen to me? But like, you know, figuring my... Fine. So I didn't have health insurance, and my wife had health insurance. So everything is fine until your appendix bursts, and you have to spend 2 weeks in the hospital. And you get a bill, like, as long as the gallus. I got, like, a $30,000 bill for this. And I had no health insurance. So this is, like, not a good situation. So you should have health insurance. That's the most. So it happens that New York's state or New York City, I forget which one, has a thing called indigent care. Now, if you're mamish poor, they'll take care of you. So at that time when we got married, my wife was on a graduate fellowship from Princeton, earning $14,000 a year. I was earning $16,000 from the Smicha Honors program here in Yeshiva. So the two of us are earning $30,000 between the two of us. Our apartment rent at that time was $1,050 a month. Whatever, you do the mathematics, we were just eligible for indigent care. Like, Baruch Hashem, for like, New York City taking care of poor people. But don't try to go without health insurance. That's the Musar HaSkel. Okay.